Agenda item number 8, Rappahannock River Yacht Club. Mr. Woodward.
Good morning, Mr. Bull, members of the commission. Season's greetings, happy holidays. Moving right along, I'll see if I can keep that pace. The Rappahannock River Yacht Club is requesting authorization to add a 24-foot long by 8-foot wide floating dock to the end of an existing 36-foot long dock adjacent to their boat ramp at their property on Carter Creek at 100 Rappahannock Road in the town of Irvington. The project is protested by the adjacent property owner. Here we are on the Rappahannock River, Norris Bridge going into the town of Irvington. Closer view, for reference, tides in. Mouth of the Rappahannock, mouth of the Carter Creek is just to the south here. And this is the project site. Actually, my arrow got moved. This is the adjacent property owner. Project site is here. This is the existing floating dock adjacent to their boat ramp where they would like to extend at a another section. Just a little history on the yacht club. The yacht club was founded in 1936 and currently has over 150 members. The facility consists of what you see here that I pointed out, the floating dock adjacent to their boat ramp, a fixed T-head pier for predominantly, in this photograph, all sailboats, and they have a lot of smaller sailing vessels up in their upland parcel. A swimming pool, this is the clubhouse, and adjacent storage, I believe. You'll see in a picture momentarily, the shoreline has been armored all along here. The combination of riprap and what we used to call well curbing that you would see up in this area, the old concrete well curbs to harden the shoreline, protect the shoreline. On July 20th of 2016, we received the application which stated the proposal was to provide additional docking for transient and member-owned small boats, as well as accommodate docking for their junior regatta events, which are sponsored by the club. These are the application drawings that came in. I apologize, they're a little difficult to read, but this is the pier in question that they want to extend. Again, a sketch, if you will, of the proposed extension. This is the yacht club parcel. This would be the parcel of Mr. Mark McGettrick, the adjacent property owner, who is in opposition to the request. A little bit more detail. Existing dock proposed 24 foot by 8. These ovoid shapes represent the moorings that were established by permit some time ago, back in, I believe, 1996. For vessels that they used in various regatta events. I'd ask for a little bit additional information to clarify and show more clearly what exactly we're talking about. This is the 8x24-foot structure. Obviously, it would be decked over, but this will just attach on the landward side to the existing floating platform. This is the Rappahannock River Yacht Club. The boat ramp is over on this side of the property. I'm looking west. Here is the ramp, tending pier, looking south to the mouth of the river, mouth of Carter Creek, Rappahannock River. Mr. McGettrick would be just off the screen here to the left, standing on the dock looking channelward. Again, it would be another floating dock section, smaller than this one. I believe this is 36 feet. The next one would be 24 feet, same width, 8 feet wide, floating. Looking down the shoreline, these are those well curbs I was mentioning, as well as riprap, armored shoreline, and the property of Mr. McGettrick adjacent. Might be a little overkill, but standing on the end of the existing dock, looking back at the yacht club, looking at Mr. McGettrick's property, that's his house you see through the trees. This was a photograph submitted by the applicants showing a regatta event. I don't know the exact date, but this is the kind of activity they propose along the floating dock, getting the boats overboard, rigged up, and ready to go out and sail. Again, you can see the mooring balls that were permitted. And the last overhead, I'll just leave that aerial up there. The dock in question to be extended 24 feet, and Mr. McGettrick's parcel. Mr. McGettrick feels the reasons supporting the request cannot be substantiated, specifically the need for the additional dockage space he believes is unnecessary. He indicates the existing moorings have sat vacant since he acquired the property over 4 years ago and has requested that mooring permit be canceled. He also states that no one currently uses the existing dock next to the ramp and indicates that sailboat ownership and usage at the club is in steep decline and feels any additional expansion of the facility is not needed. Mr. McGettrick further indicates that the junior regatta events occur only a few days per year, as he can see them from his home, and the existing facilities have been sufficient for years, and any new facilities would take up valuable creek space and be wasted, therefore should not be permitted to the yacht club. The property owner to the north, Mr. Bruce Sanders, owns Rappahannock Irvington Yacht. This is part of his parcel. I could go back, but he has no objection, had no comment to the proposal. Department of Conservation and Recreation indicates natural heritage resources in the area, bald eagles, within 2 miles, but they do not anticipate that the project would adversely impact those resources. The Department of Health, Shellfish Sanitation indicates the proposed project is currently located in or adjacent to condemned shellfish growing waters, but the activity will not cause an increase in the size or type of the existing closure. Army Corps of Engineers indicates that it satisfies their criteria for their nationwide regional permit number 18, and the Coast Guard further indicates they have no concerns with the proposal. When the Yacht Club first contacted me to look at the project, I encouraged them to go to their neighbors and knock on the door and explain what it is they wanted to do. They attempted to do that, but they were unable to reach any agreement with Mr. McGettrick. It's noted that the moorings that are there, you see there's actually 7 moorings, five that are occupied, the sixth. These are a fleet of Typhoon 17-foot vessels owned by various members of the Yacht Club that race from time to time. This further mooring that was established offshore was for a guest mooring in the event anybody with larger, deeper draft vessel would come to visit a member of the Yacht Club. But again, those were authorized by permit. The adjoining property owner at that time did not object to that proposal, so they are authorized. We do not believe that the small floating dock section is going to create any hazard to navigation or other impact to the waterway, and further believe that the need for the proposal has been established or documented through both photographs and through comments on the record in the application. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors in 28.2.1205 of the code, we find the proposal to be a reasonable and permissible use of state-owned submerged bottom, and we would recommend approval of the project as proposed with a royalty in the amount of $288 for the encroachment over 192 square feet of state-owned bottom at the standard rate of $1.50 per square foot, because this is a private yacht club. That would be the actual footprint of the floating dock, not any bold outline, because it's not a mooring dock. It's a temporary transient dock. And I would be happy to try to answer any questions you may have.
Mr. France.
Yeah, I noticed on the inshore section that's existing right now, it has two pilings holding it, I guess, to stabilize it.
Yes, sir.
Well, they need that for this extra 24 feet.
There is a, I believe, two moorings. Let me go back to this. You bear with me. I don't believe it's shown in this image, but it's my understanding that the moorings will actually be internal, like within the frame of this 8x24 that the dock will ride up and down. The applicants are here. I've seen it both ways, where you have an outboard mooring and a collar and it rides up and down, but mm-hmm. I've also seen it where they will leave a hole in the decking here and it'll ride up and down internally. But those, we would not consider those mooring piles. That's actually a structural component of the...
Or stabilizing pile, or something.
Well, right, to hold it in place. Mm-hmm. We actually did talk about there's an anchoring system that can be used for floating docks, much like they have at Yorktown. It's very expensive, and they didn't feel the need to incur that cost for this small dock.
So this will be, once it's installed, a permanent fixture?
As permanent as...
I mean, it won't be taken up in the wintertime?
I don't know that.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Jay. Mm-hmm. The applicant is present or represented? Please come forward, sir. I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Gary Hooper, I'm a resident of Irvington, Virginia. And thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, for allowing us to present. I really have nothing to add to this other than to answer your question. The plan, the schematic, did not show this, but our intent is to remove the outboard piling that's there currently and replace it with 2 to 4 internal pilings to further stabilize the entire project.
Okay, and that was just my concern. Yeah. I didn't see it in the drawing, and
right.
I just wonder if it's just going to be free floating or...
No, we recognize the fact that there's a considerable amount of wave action from the boat traffic that goes up and down Carter Creek and need to stabilize that. So what I'd like to do is just, in the spirit of wanting to be a good neighbor, I welcome the opportunity to address any concerns that you have.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Mark McGetrick. I'm the adjacent property owner.
Yes.
The quarter outlying to the south.
Great.
And I appreciate the time from the commission today. I realize it's a kind of a thankless job that you all have to balance the needs of private homeowners and public businesses or private clubs along the way. It's a difficult process, but I think over the years, the commission has been extraordinarily generous to the Rappahannock Yacht Club in terms of permitting facilities on a footprint that, at least shoreline-wise, is very, very small. There's been permits given for docks, for boat ramps, for floating docks, for really 2 sets, 6, and then 1 of moorings that aren't even in front of their property. That's actually in front of the property that I own. But that's old news. That's been permitted, and that went through the vetting process. But my point to that is, if you look at the creek in general, I would speculate that this might be the largest number of permits to a single owner of anybody on the creek today, and they're looking to expand that again. Fortunate or unfortunate, because where my house sits, I have a direct view of the creek abutting the yacht club, so I see all the activity, or my wife sees all the activity, who's there more than I am. And the mooring field, actually, except for 2 days after I submitted my objection, was virtually empty all year long. The floating dock that exists currently has minimal boat traffic on it. And it already can house 1 to 2 boats on one side, and depending on coordination, could house another boat in terms of tie-off on the other side. So we see no need for incremental facilities that have been outlined based on current usage. The regattas that have been outlined are held a few days out of the year. I offered to the club as a compromise that if that is the true reason that they wanted to expand it, that we could agree to go ahead and put in a temporary facility for those events and remove that facility afterwards, and that was rejected. We also offered that since the mooring field is not used at all, that if you were to remove a portion or all of the moorings, then we would not object to the floating dock, even though we don't see a need to do it. That was rejected by the club. So that left us with no option but to object to the overall project. So extremely generous in terms of permits already been provided. We see little activity there in a declining club in terms of growth. In fact, they've changed their bylaws just recently from a sailing club requirement where you had to own a sailing boat to belong for decades to one where you can now belong with a motorboat and try to stimulate membership. I understand that. But again, I don't think the proposal before us really drives any significant increase in membership to house one or two more boats in a temporary fashion on a floating dock. The other thing that I'd ask the commission to consider that as Mr. Woodward was kind enough to send me some of the previous permits that were approved by the commission and some of the special conditions that were outlined in those permits, it certainly appears that the Yacht Club is in clear violation of a number of those special condition permits and requirements. I don't believe this has been brought forth in a record before. And so I'd ask you to consider that as you deliberate on this matter. If we, and again, I'd leave this to staff to make the final determination. Looking at the particularly the mooring permit that was referenced that was made back in 1996, 1997, there were several very specific special conditions because it's quite unusual for a mooring field to be approved that is not in front of an existing property but in front of someone else's property. And as you look at those conditions today, it does not appear, in my opinion, that those conditions have been met for quite some time and that the initial intent of those mooring fields has changed dramatically because it was very specific in the application before the commission of what they were for. It was for a Cub Scout program and partnership that in the 4 years I participated did not exist. So I'm sure it did exist two decades ago. But the whole intent has changed. And as part of that permit, one of the requirements was to advise on an annual basis any change in a number of different factors, that being one. So and to summarize, I would hope that today the commission would reject the application. But a better course that I might offer is to potentially table the application today until staff has a chance to evaluate. Is this applicant actually adhering to the existing permits that they have before he would approve an additional one, if in fact they might be actually in violation of ones that you've approved in the past? Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commission.
Are there questions from the Commission? Mr. Tankard.
Yes, sir. Mr. McEachrick, is there any, when you look out, is there any, will you be inhibited from using your property at all? Is that?
Well, I'm already inhibited by the existing moorings here because they actually sit in front of my property. The only restriction I would have in terms of inhibiting it is that certainly those boats today go along my shoreline, sailboats and others coming out of the yacht club and go up. That's my dock right there.
Yes, sir.
You can see in the middle. So you can see they can come off today and come in front of my property right now. But the fact of the matter is there is virtually no activity on the dock today. There's, you know, unless they're dropping somebody off, take some away, that's all that's there. So there's virtually no one that ties off on that for any period of time. And they already have one to two, based on testimony that's been filed, docking capabilities there for short-term transient folks that may visit the club.
Mr. Tanker.
A follow-up question. Remind me, how long have you owned your current property?
Going on 5 years.
5 years, sir.
Other questions from the commission? Let me ask a follow-up to Mr. Tankard, sir. The application before us is for a 20-foot long by 8-foot wide floating dock. So, real basic question. How does this impact you in the use of your riparian rights and your property?
Well, if in fact it's true that that's going to significantly increase boat traffic in front of the yacht club, which is the intent, I think, of the request, then much of that boat traffic is going to come right in front of my house, which is a very narrow area. It's hard to tell on this map, but between the moorings, they're actually, depending on how the tide flows, within 100 or 150 yards of my property. So as you bring a boat through there, you're going to be very close to my property.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Counselor, we've got a couple minutes to rebut if you need it. What? Or counselor is not the correct term.
Commodore.
Commodore. Thank you, sir.
I wear a lot of hats. Thank you again. First point brought up about the view shed, I wanted to submit as an exhibit an aerial photograph that shows the blind sight from the house.
Okay. We'll need to keep this for 30 days.
That's fine. Which, as you can tell from the aerial, even with the proposed extension, the view shed from the front of the house to the proposed dock extension is not there. There's a tree line that goes all the way down to the shoreline that actually transcends across, and you can still see the end of the existing stationary dock, but you can still not see the floating dock. As far as boat traffic, the boat traffic that would utilize the floating dock would come in right adjacent to the yacht club pier. I'm not certain why people would come in at a different angle. Thanks. As far as regattas go, there are several regattas that are in addition to the junior regatta, but let me point out that the junior regattas usually include about 50, 60 kids out on boats. These are small dinghies without motors. They generally get towed out to the race course, both in the creek and out into the Rappahannock River. The year before last, and this is not unusual in the summer months when these regattas are held, a storm came up and we had to rush to get these kids back to the yacht club for safety. There was really little space for them to tie up the boats and get on land. We also conduct summer-long race camps that are actually run by Premier Sailing at our facility, and those kids come in during the day for lunch or for on-land training and so forth, and there just needs to be more space to tie up. The other point about recruiting new members, I've been a longtime member of Fishing Bay, and I'm also a member of Indian Creek, neither of which have had a sailboat ownership requirement for membership. We simply have fallen in line with that and realized that that's the way to help recruit and retain members. One of the more common boats on the creek is the electric-powered Duffy, which, if you're not familiar with, is an 18 to 21-foot boat with a little parasol along the top. It's made for cruising in the creek, so it can't go very far on an electric charge. With the establishment of a Duffy fleet, we are encouraging those new members to use the facility by boat, and in order to do that, they need a floating dock to board and to disembark. A stationary dock just doesn't work due to the low freeboard of Duffy. Other points, I'm not aware of any violation of any special permits. I'm not privy to that information. I really don't have any other issue, and I don't think there are any other concerns. We never had to my knowledge, a conversation about the moorings being a trade-off. As I said, those moorings have been there for 20 years. They're used by members as overflow dock space. In fact, when I first joined the club 5 years ago, I kept my Typhoon and those are leasable moorings, by the way. They're not necessarily meant for transits except for the outboard one for larger boats. During the sailing season, we have also a large fleet of what's known as a Cape Dory Typhoon. As was mentioned, it's a 19-foot keel boat, which brings in quite a few members for racing on Wednesday nights in particular during the fall and spring. Following the races on Wednesday nights, the members like to come back to the club and socialize, and we've since taken advantage of the fact that when the moorings are vacant, that we can utilize those to keep the Typhoons there so that we don't have to go all the way back up the creek to our homes and then return to the yacht club. The 24-foot extension would allow the club to dock, or members to dock, 3 to 4 boats. The right-hand side of the floating dock is reserved for access to the boat ramp, and that's to be always open. It even says no docking there, so we would have to extend it to provide additional docking space. And as I mentioned, it's still outside of the view shed of the next-door neighbor. So, welcome any other questions.
Any other questions to the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the audience who hasn't testified on this matter who wishes to say something? Seeing none, the matter's, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
Question for staff.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware of any violations to special conditions of previous permits?
I believe what Mr. McGettrick is referencing is very often, if not always, when we issue mooring permits, whether they be riparian moorings or non-riparian moorings, we require an annual notification that the moorings are continuing to be used, or if they switched out from a 32-foot boat with these numbers to a 42-foot boat with those numbers. In the 20 years since we issued this permit, I can't say for sure that we have received an annual every single year. We have many, many in the file where they, it's a simple form letter. We continue to use the moorings. Thank you very much. It has never been brought to our attention as a problem. Like some of the other standard permit conditions in our permits, without saying, you know, if it's brought to us as a problem and we look into it, the commission has the authority to rescind a permit and take it away if staff had felt that they were in violation because they failed to give us the annual reporting notification a couple of years in those 20, we didn't follow up on it and pursue it as a violation.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Jay. Matters before the commission.
I move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to accept staff recommendation and approve the project.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedron. He was louder. Any discussion? Mr. Taggart.
Yes, I mean, I certainly can sympathize with Mr. McKeetrick. I mean, there seems to be a lot of use for a small piece of property. However, as Mr. McKeetrick testified, he bought the house and lot 5 years ago, so I'm sure he knew what he was getting into 5 years ago. So I don't see there's a substantial change with a 28 by 24-foot platform that's out of his view shed, and as far as I can tell, wouldn't inhibit his use. So I would support the motion.
Any further discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously, and the project is approved.